Item 18, from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation and Culture, providing an informational report regarding the Natural Areas 2013 Annual Report. And this item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Russer, would you introduce yourself by title so that folks know who you are and what you do?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Brian Russert. I'm the Natural Areas Coordinator for the Milwaukee County Park System and for the Milwaukee County University of Wisconsin Extension. And let me take a moment to introduce the individual next to me. Her name is Julia Robson. She is the Assistant Natural Areas Coordinator. I have to thank this committee in this past year. This is the second full-time position assigned to the Natural Areas Program, and it's through this committee's decision that that happened, so appreciate that.
And natural areas do comprise about two-thirds of our park system?
It does, roughly 10,000 acres. So
you got 5,000 acres apiece.
That's right. That I don't have to worry about. Definitely. Every year, this committee should receive a copy of the Natural Areas Annual Report. This is my first opportunity to come in front of you and actually go over one of those reports, and we're going to be looking at the 2013 year and the accomplishments we were able to undertake with our partners and certainly your constituents as our volunteers, which are very important to us. So, as I mentioned, the Natural Areas Program is really built around partnerships. We have to when you only have two full-time employees managing two-thirds of the park system. And we really work to engage the community, and at its very foundation is a partnership between the county through the Parks Department and through the University of Wisconsin Extension. And I think those are excellent partners from the standpoint that the county cares a great deal about managing a public resource as stewards, and the University of Wisconsin Extension, it's very important for them to do public education and outreach, make the community a positive part of managing this resource. So while the Milwaukee County Parks has an overarching mission statement for the park system, the Natural Areas Program really speaks to our philosophy as to how we manage it, that we're not going to put up fences and keep people out of these natural areas, say that we have to do this, protect them. We want to welcome our citizens in them, make them part of the process. It's really part of the county's history, part of its culture, and we don't want to eliminate that opportunity for them. So just a background slide of what is the Natural Areas Program within the park system. As we mentioned, it is roughly 10,000 acres of our little over 15,000 acres in the park system, which equates to about 7% of the entire county. It has three state natural areas. These are owned and managed by Milwaukee County, but their designations given by the state DNR to represent natural communities that are examples of what Wisconsin looked like prior to European settlement. We have two wetland gems. These are areas designated by the Wisconsin Wetland Association either for their unique quality as wetlands. We also have one, the River Corridor, that's designated a workhorse wetland. All the runoff it takes in, the filtration, flood reduction that it does. In Milwaukee County, a park system equates to 10.6 miles of shoreline, which is really an amazing resource anywhere. Within the park system, we have four major rivers, Menominee, Low Menominee, Milwaukee, and the KK, and some of our major streams that add up to 85 miles of waterways. If we added every little stream, would be significantly more than that. We are, from an ecological standpoint, a major migration corridor. A lot of times people think of migration, that's birds, spring and fall, but also within that, certainly invertebrates, things like butterflies, dragonflies, and mammals like bats. Not all bats live in trees. Half of them live in caves. Half of them live in trees and migrate like birds too. Lake Michigan is this big blockage to them. So the shoreline that we have and in our natural areas in the park system are extremely important. We also fall within Wisconsin's ecological tension zone, and the short and sweet version of that is it's a very narrow band that traverses the state of Wisconsin, basically from just across from the Twin Cities in Minnesota down through Milwaukee County. This is an area of ecological mixing, northern ecosystems, southern ecosystems, and much higher level of biodiversity in the state, so we're incredibly fortunate to have that. So one of the things our staff and our volunteers do, we undertake natural resource surveys within the park system. That's based on plant species and wildlife species that are out there. Why do we care about that? The big thing is from a land management standpoint, we have a responsibility of stewards of this resource. But from a management standpoint as well, decisions we make on the topography within our park systems are always going to benefit certain aspects. Some are going to be indifferent, and some we may negatively impact them. So the more we know about our sites, the better we can manage them long term for the public. Just to highlight a couple of areas, we did receive a grant this past year from the Department of Natural Resources to conduct aquatic invasive species surveys within the park system, 51 lagoons and on our shoreline. These are major recreational areas, obviously, for the citizens, especially fishing. And the better we know what invasive plants out there, the better we can control those to improve those recreational resources. We start a citizen science program this year. It really works to engage members of the community, local universities, in helping us collect the natural resource data we need system-wide to best manage the system. It really builds ownership with residents and a connection to the park system, and this occurs throughout the park system. So we have things called restoration and management plans. You wouldn't build a house without a blueprint. You don't manage a piece of land without having a guiding document as well. These plans allow us to lay out our visions, our goals, our objectives, timelines, budgets, existing natural resources, and it's a 10-year plan. So it allows us to focus our energies and be as efficient and effective as possible. These are extremely important over the last few years for helping us attain outside funding through donations, through grants, because we can show these funders that we have a plan in place, we know what we're doing, put the best science behind it, and we looked at how we're going to incorporate the citizens and the community as well in that process. So a lot of what we do is ecological restoration. Some of that falls, some of our projects this year fall within the county's Greenprint plan, looking at ways to reduce the amount of turf grass in the park system through reforestation, through native plantings, rain gardens. It's an opportunity for us to fully engage the community this past year. And we average about 1,000 acres of restoration work a year. This past year was 1,200 acres, and we worked at 54 different parks and parkways within the system. System-wide, there are a little over 150 parks, and those with natural areas probably encompass about 85 of them. So a significant amount of area. And we really couldn't do that without our partners and our volunteers. It just wouldn't even be feasible. Something that we've been working very hard the last 3 or 4 years, but this year, 3.9 miles, is developing a hiking trail system, a soft trail system within the Milwaukee County Parks that complements the paved oak leaf trail system, where citizens can go in and experience nature firsthand in their communities, have places of reflection, of recreation, and in a way that provides a sustainable resource that will be there for the long run and doesn't degrade the overall ecology of the site. So right now we're standing at about 43 miles system-wide and slightly over 40 parks that have different segments of the we named it the Forked Aster Hiking Trail System. The Forked Aster is actually a threatened species of plant that occurs within Milwaukee County within our park system. We do a great deal of community outreach and education. It's really important to us, whether it's with local universities, giving lectures, whether we're at conferences, whether we're at meeting with a church group or a friends group, all over the place, just so they realize the opportunities that are out there for them to be involved and the great work that we're doing and their neighbors are helping us do within the park system. We're really built around community-based restoration. The program received a number of statewide and national awards the last few years in how we integrate the community into our projects. This actually happens to be the Franklin High School Eco Club collecting prairie seed out at Gerbschmidt Park for doing a planting there. We have many different partnerships like this throughout the years with different organizations focusing on their parks. What I've learned in the time here, people really care about their neighborhood park. So that's one they're going to be involved in. So we look at opportunities where we can involve the greatest number of citizens. On average, we work with about us and our partners work with about 1,100 volunteers a year, teaching them all the various aspects of the work we do. And this past year, those individuals donated a little over 15,000 hours back to the park system, helping us accomplish our goals. So something that's very important to us is really help developing the next generation of conservation. So our local universities work very closely with UW-Milwaukee and Del Verno College with their students, teaching them hands-on field skills that they don't typically get within their coursework. And it's been a great program over the last 5 years. We've had about 45 students come through the program. 90% of them now taking paid positions in their career field in natural resources. So we have a great program in place. So maybe looking back, just to give you better ideas, from 2009, 2013, we've trained a little over 9,000 volunteers who have returned 76,000 hours back to their park system, which really shows their value in what they care about. And we don't often talk about our natural capital. We talk about other things, but they're really making an investment in there. We have many great partner organizations, and you look at the value of the volunteer labor, the grants we've received, donations from the community. The program has brought in almost $2.1 million over that time frame. We average typically for every $1 of county tax levy that goes in the program for staff and funding each year, the program brings in about $5 to $6 of support from the community and other organizations. So very efficient and effective government in these times. I should say this is a Brownie troop up by Clutch Park who donated their cookie money to pay for educational tree signs on the hiking trail behind their school. So I didn't shake them down for that money. They gave it willingly. and they were a great partner, and they inspired two other troops to do the same thing. So we're not managing a wilderness area, some big national park, things like that. There's been certainly heavy impacts from urban development over the last 200 years. And we may have lost some of our ecological components, but most of the machine is there and functioning fairly well, and it's our job as stewards of those resources to make sure that we maintain them for many generations yet to come. The old adage that let nature take its course really doesn't hold true. These areas require a significant amount of management to maintain their ecological aspects to them, as well as public use needs for those areas. So. With that, thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Questions by committee members? Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm glad to hear you talk about preservation of our natural areas, which in your count include lagoons.
Yeah.
Okay. That's really important for me as a supervisor at the 14th. The lagoons at both Humboldt Park and Savelin Park, as you probably are very well aware, have some nasty invasive cattails.
Yes.
The Savelin Lagoon is a lot smaller than the Humboldt Lagoon, and probably at least the outer third of it is now, especially over the summer, cattail. It is, you know, we've had my immediate predecessor and the neighborhood group started doing cattail pulls in there, but we can only do so much, you know, as you know, too. So I'd like to hear more about your plans for addressing that specifically. Mm-hmm. I know there has recently been some chemical treatments, and there was like a dose of chemical treatment, but I don't think it works because the cattails, they're being persistent little buggers, and they came right back with a vengeance. I don't want to lose the lagoon at Saveland to the cattails, and if we can eventually bring back ice skating, that's a revenue opportunity that we can get to. We just got to deal with the problem before that. So I appreciate hearing comments. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Other comments by committee members?
Well, thank if you I may so address much. That? Yes. Yes, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor.
Sure.
I've certainly been in Humboldt Lagoon with your predecessor with my hip boots on pulling cattails out of there, so I certainly know the concern. Part of the process when managing any invasive species is thoroughly inventorying what we have and where it is, because there's a time and a way to control all of those. So by doing these aquatic surveys, it gives us a full understanding to develop a long-term management plan to control those. Humboldt does, and so does Saveland, receive typically on an annual basis treatments by a contractor to control certain aquatic invasives. We've done some testing with those individuals and treating some of the cattails in spots. They're a very difficult one to eradicate. So as we finish up our surveys, we'll be better able to develop a long-term plan to control those, and especially in those two lagoons. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Anyone else? Mr. Keegan.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I personally would like to commend both Brian and Jules for what their program does, what they deliver for the resources that they're given. I know that, you know, they're respected in Milwaukee County, but they're also respected statewide. At the DNR, talking to a lot of old friends there, they know who they are, they know the work they're doing, and they do a really great job.
Thanks. Thank you much for all you do. And for that update, I'd like to thank everyone for their participation today. And since there is no further business before the committee, we stand adjourned.